With KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding. Is a better hospital worth higher property taxes? That's the question posed by Measure N for voters in the Pajaro Valley Healthcare District, which straddles the Santa Cruz-Monterey County line from Aptos to Las Lomas. If passed, the measure would provide a $116 million bond to fund improvements for the Watsonville Community Hospital.
This is a turning point to turn this hospital around.
Kiche Rubalcava has worked as a nurse at the Watsonville Community Hospital for over 20 years and has seen it go through many ups and downs. In 2022, after decades of private ownership, the hospital miraculously survived a bankruptcy. Now, though the hospital is community owned, it still pays $3 million a year of rent just for the land it's on.
And this bond will give us the opportunity to buy the land and really secure the health care for the county for the next 30 years.
The bond would also fund other improvements, renovating parts of the hospital, upgrading X-ray and MRI machines, and doubling the 12-bed capacity of the emergency department. Rubalcava says the nearest other hospital is at least 20 minutes away.
You can't measure how important it is to have a hospital that's 5 minutes away to save your life or to help deliver that baby. You can't put a price tag on your health.
So what is the price tag? If Measure N passes, residents in the hospital district would pay an extra $24 in property tax for every $100,000 of property value each year for 30 years. While there isn't organized opposition to Measure N, it still faces challenges. For one thing, it needs a two-thirds vote to pass. Whether the measure can achieve that in an election that has so far largely failed to energize voters, well, we'll find out. Jeremiah Edding, KAZU News.